and rubbed her tired eyes. Dozens of thin wrinkles covered her face and hands. In her quest to determine what had gone wrong, Domina had been ignoring the daily treatments that maintained her youthful appearance. That was well, because if she hadn't focused her entire attention on solving this problem, Leonidas might have lost his temper. As it was, he kept it under control by the narrowest of margins. They were supposed to have claimed the final tower by now, and be in the process of bringing the rest of the world under his rule. "I've tested the poison every way I can think of. There's no flaw. It works exactly the way I intended. All evidence is to the contrary. If the poison isn't the problem," Leonidas said, "then what is? If I knew that, I'd tell you. I have a sample of the girl's blood in the beaker now. When the experiment is complete, I should have more information." She'd barely finished speaking when the crimson sand of the hourglass behind her ran out. A magical chime sounded, and she spun around, yanking the beaker off the heat. She took out a small square of paper, withdrew a drop of the liquid from the beaker, and spread it across the paper. Leonidas watched as the paper turned from white to blue to green. It ended up a mottled swirl of the two colors. "What does it mean?" he asked. "It means Ariel isn't fully human. That's why my poison didn't work as it was supposed to. I designed it to knock a human unconscious, not a hybrid whatever." Leonidas scowled and looked from the paper to the little girl and back again. "If she's not fully human, then what is she?" "That is the question, isn't it? If I knew the components of her anatomy, I would be able to engineer an antidote. But without knowing exactly what she is and the proportions of each component, I risk doing more harm than good. Instead of waking her up, I might kill her." "What do you suppose she is?" Leonidas asked. "I know you're not certain, but your best guess." Domina shook her head, looking more tired by the moment. "My guess is she's an escaped experiment. Someone out there is walking in the same direction as you, only on a different path. Not one of the High Sages. I'd have heard about something like this. A third party? Someone with the knowledge to create a functional hybrid human? If that's so, we need to find this person, claim their knowledge, and eliminate them from the field. But first, we need to know more about the girl." Leonidas ran his fingers through his hair and blew out a long breath. "I'll summon the rest of the cadre. Rondo discovered her. Perhaps he has some information of value." Domina's disgusted snort said what she thought about that possibility. Leonidas didn't blame her. The idea that their fate might rest on what Rondo knew didn't exactly fill him with confidence. In fact, it made his stomach churn and sent acid up the back of his throat. Be that as it may, Domina had clearly reached a dead end. Leonidas would take any chance to move his mission forward, even relying on the most unlikely source of help imaginable. Yeah, shivered in the cold, bitter wind. Snowflakes fell out of the leaden sky. Perfect weather for a funeral. All the people from Dragonspire Village had gathered to bury the last of those who died in the dragon attack. It had been a long, sad week, but everyone was ready to move on, at least as much as they could under the circumstances. He doubted anyone would fully recover from the trauma of the past few months. Six men used heavy hemp ropes to lower the plain wooden casket until it was out of sight. Digging the graves in the partially frozen earth had been a miserable experience for all involved, one that reminded them with each strike of the pick how much they'd lost. Yaz had helped dig every grave, and he would be glad not to have to dig any more, hopefully for a long time. The people of the village weren't overly religious at the best of times, so no prayer was spoken. Instead, after a moment of silence, two young men and a middle-aged woman, the slain man's surviving family, began filling in the hole.